Nice to meet you all. You might have missed me. I definitely missed you. My interaction with all of you was always one-to-one. This teaching is one-to-one. There may be 100 people sitting in the class, but the teacher addresses one. By handling the person, first person, second person, third person, by handling the person, we can arrive at this one-to-one relationship, old teaching. Our teachers, Swami Vidyatmananda, Swami Tattvavidananda, Pratyek Bodhananda, Sri Vidyananda, all of them are capable of delivering the message, handling of Bhashya requires a few qualifications. You must know the subject matter very well, upside down. You must know the key Upanishad mantras and Gita mantras, Gita verses. Besides that, grammar, a little bit of grammar, enough to rattle you. I learned that you are all studying Bhashya. Our teachers are well equipped with all these qualifications and they have years of teaching experience under their belt. You require experience, anubhava, to teach what not to say, what to say, and when to say. All these are necessary. Maybe this particular fact is to be highlighted, but not today. Another day. Why another day? Proper context. Proper build-up. You need to build up. And then you say, it fits well. Having taught so many years in Ahmedabad and here, and elsewhere, Swamiji is highly equipped. Where was my voice? Where is my voice? Age makes a difference. Illness makes a difference. Now I have become an old relic. My eyesight is poor. My hearing is gone. No stability. I cannot stand. I cannot sit. I cannot walk. And you know one thing? I am all right. I am all right. If you ask me to talk, I will talk. Any topic, no problem. I talk. That's grace. I have abundant grace. I have abundant prarabdha also for suffering. Both. Bhagavan aisa dete nahi hai. Always ask for the price. You don't get a free meal. You have to pay the price. Swamiji, aap thoda baat karna. सुनने का इच्छा है एक दो मिनट सुनेंगे बाकी बात
द टॉपिक दैट इज करंटली गोइंग ऑन इज अहम ब्रह्मास्मि Brahmava idamagrasit, that this aspirant was Brahman even before he knew tat atmanamevavet. By grace of a very compassionate teacher who taught him nasitvam samsari, you are not a samsari. Kinto Brahma si, you are Brahma. That is how he came to know himself. Aham Brahmasmi di, I am Brahma. Tasmat tatsaram abhavat. And by virtue of that knowledge, he became all. So what is the distance between the knowledge and becoming all? Samakalam eva, simultaneously with the knowledge that I am Brahman, he becomes all, no separatedness, no distance. And so the Upanishad says, even devatas also cannot bring an obstacle between the knowledge and the attainment of moksha, because both are simultaneous. There is no space or no distance of time or space or attribute in Brahma Vidya and becoming all. Therefore, even devatas also cannot bring any obstacle. So that's the topic that is currently going on, Swamiji. Cannot hear? Swami could not hear?
नहीं सुना बट अच्छा था
बोथ सो देयर वाज अ क्वेश्चन एज टू व्हाई शुड द देवतास bring an obstacle to the wise person. The wise person has the wisdom. But will he get moksha or not? Is gaining of moksha certain or uncertain after the knowledge? The question was asked because devatas are very powerful and they may bring an obstacle because when this person becomes Brahmagnani, he will no more perform any rituals and therefore the devatas will not get their livelihood. So they do not want to be deprived of the livelihood and therefore they do not like that these people seek Brahma Vidya. They do not like that they get Brahmagnanam and so devatas will bring obstacle. Will they? So the answer is, even if devatas want to bring obstacle, there is no scope for obstacle. Because when there is a distance between the cause and effect, between karma and karma phala, then somebody can bring obstacle. But in Brahma Vidya and Moksha, there is no separation at all. Only separation was ignorance. When that separation went in the wake of knowledge, then there is simultaneous knowledge and liberation are simultaneous. Therefore, there is no distance to bring a drive a wedge in between. So devatas cannot do that. Not only that, but the wise person becomes the very self of the devatas. Because tasmat tatsaram abhavat, he became all, he became the self of all. So there is no separatedness. Devatas can bring an obstacle to somebody different from them, but here he is the very self. So even devata also cannot bring obstacle to their own self. Thereby, this is a way of saying how moksha, which is the result, is simultaneously with the cause, namely Brahma Jnanam. How the knower of Brahman becomes all simultaneously. Good Swamiji here?
Yeah. You know, yeah, now I heard. And it was good. When I say you are Brahman, Brahman means one non-dual reality which happens to be Atma. Cannot be otherwise. If it is non-dual, there cannot be Atma and then Brahman. Non-dual Brahman is you. This is in spite of your limited body, limited mind, limited senses, in spite of all your emotional problems also, in spite of all this, you are Brahman. You have to make yourself ready for that knowledge. Brahman means once you know, then the body is no more you. Your body has its own course. of prarabdha. His prarabdha is very big. If a jnani doesn't have prarabdha, you won't get to listen to a jnani. Because the person has prarabdha, he can be around in failing health, in impaired eyesight. He can be around and teach you by words, by just being there. Therefore, there is no issue. There is no issue. Jai Jai Govinda, Jai Hara.
Jai Jai Govinda, Jai Hari Govinda, Jai Jai. Jai Jai Govinda, Jai Hari Govinda. 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 Jai Jai Govinda, Jai Hari Govinda.
Jai Govinda.
Namah Parvati Pataye Har Har Mahadev.